Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
The livestock futures today rallied back after being lower this morning. August live cattle were the only contract closing in the red, down about 2 points at 103.25. October up 12 at 106.72. The December up 52 at 110.62. And now keep in mind those contracts were lower at one point today, and we closed about a dollar off the low. August feeders finished 27 higher at 142.87. September's up 55 at 143.30. Over the last eight trading days, we've rallied about $9 in the feeder cattle, gaining back and making new levels. To levels we haven't seen since this COVID crisis began. That's a really good sight. Talking around to different people in the industry, it looks like maybe aren't as backed up as thought. And then the market rallying, of course, that kind of backs that theory up with the slightly higher prices. And most of it's coming on the feeder cattle market, it seems. They're the stronger of the two at this point. Cash trade this week was from 93 to 98. The bulk of it, like 95 and 96, but I did hear some 93 and some 98 to go along with that. Boxed beef prices were slightly lower at midday, down 6 cents on choice at 200.74, select down 87 at 190.43. We really need that to rebound in order to get that live cattle cash moving higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The grain markets were generally strong for corn and beans today on prospects of Chinese buying. They've been buying over the last seven days. The Chinese have bought about 3 million tons of U.S. corn, which is a pretty big number for the corn. That's helped us out, but that is being offset by not ideal weather maybe, but weather that's not threatening to the corn crop. Some producers are saying their yields are going to be above trend line. And so it'll be interesting to see where that goes, but right now we don't have any imminent weather threat as we get through the critical pollination period for the corn. And then beans are up about 4 cents and 5 cents, with November up five at 8.96. Really looking for that $9 level. There's some idea that farmer selling will increase at that level. And then the wheats were unchanged today. The wheat market worldwide has been reacting to slightly lower estimates from various northern hemisphere countries, such as Eastern Europe and Russia. They keep inching those estimates and production estimates down, and that's really helped the wheat price here recently. And December cotton finished the day down about 60, currently at 61.94. It's giving back some of the gains it's had. You know, it was 59, 58 for a while, and then went up to 64 or so. So we're giving it back, but the good thing is it seems like it's been stabilized here at these levels.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.